From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. The government troops entered the city for the first time since 2014. Major General Sami al-Aridi said the troops engaged in fierce fighting with IS militants. As fighting escalates in another place, Aleppo, the United Nations warns both the Syrian government and rebel forces that they may be guilty of war crimes. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Rebel forces seeking to break the siege of eastern Aleppo have intensified attacks on western Aleppo, which is under Syrian government control. As a consequence, civilian casualties are mounting. The United Nations says in the past few days, more than 40 people have been killed and many injured. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lajerke says this was due to the high number of rockets indiscriminately launched by armed opposition groups on civilian areas in western Aleppo. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
An independent investigation into July's political unrest in South Sudan's capital has concluded that UN military and mission personnel failed to protect civilians and aid workers. The investigation found that a lack of leadership on the part of key senior mission personnel resulted in a chaotic and ineffective response to the violence. A UN spokesman said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has asked for the force commander of the UN mission in South Sudan to be replaced. The United States has imposed sanctions on a Yemeni money exchange and the two brothers who own it, that for doing business with the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula terrorist group. This is VOA News.